Yes. Next, we have Suzanne Owens doing some spoken word. And a hand for Suzanne.
Thank you. Neighbors and the state authorities, we're convinced that Dorothy Talby was possessed by Satan. She was hung in Boston in 1638. Difficult. What I could not do in life, I do in death. Snatch the cloth off my face, tuck it under the noose to ease the vice. I lose me slowly, as the old lose words, names of my only possessions, Indian corn, canoe, tub, axe, spinning wheel. Clickety-clack. My name is printed. My name is ink. They knew me as the godly one. But the court said I laid hands on my husband, endangered his life, and he paid 20 bushels of good leaf tobacco for me, too. Publicly whipped, I lost the name of a friend, objects I covet, kid boots, a bonnet. I would not go back to church. God spoke to me through the chance of my spinning. I prayed for my tiny, tiny girl, the one I named Difficult, because I knew how her life would be. It was God who said, "Don't leave Difficult here in this misery." So I broke her neck. Bound, chained to a post, I forgot the names of those I love, finally their faces. I walked away. I would not listen. It took 3 big ones to hold me, to make me stand to hear it. Excommunication. They wrenched my shoulders, yanked my arms. I would not stand up. I would not confess. Repent, repent. I swing a few times back and forth, still trying to catch the ladder. In the name of all I possess, canoe, tub, axe, spinning wheel, I will not. Clickety clack.